This is AFM Pacific Radio Report. I'm Lance Corporal Jacob Colvin. Spring mornings in Alaska are a time for mountains and majestic views, and perfect weather to host the largest joint training exercise in Alaska. Air Force Staff Sergeant Mariko Frazee tells us more.
In Alaska, Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson is hosting nearly 6,000 service members and 200 fixed-wing aircraft for its largest training exercise, Northern Edge 2017. The biennial exercise provides all branches of our military the opportunity to engage in critical, realistic training. Northern Edge is designed to sharpen tactical combat skills while simultaneously improving and developing programs across the Joint Force. Commander of Alaskan NORAD Region and Alaskan Command Air Force Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach explains what Alaska's size and location brings to the exercise.
We have a great opportunity because of the size of the range space, the size of Florida, to train and maximize our assets. Because of the space and because of the freedom of maneuver that that large space allows.
Integrating our fourth and fifth generation aircraft, including the F-22s and F-35s, makes this training environment crucial for advancing air power capabilities. For AFN Pacific, I'm Staff Sergeant Mariko Frazee.
While Northern Edge just kicked off, another large-scale flying exercise just wrapped up in the Korean Peninsula. Staff Sergeant Joshua Rosales and pilot First Lieutenant Glenn Miltenberg take us to the Kunsan Air Base flight line.
Over the course of 2 weeks, pilots from the U.S. Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Republic of Korea Air Force trained together during Exercise Max Thunder 17. Max Thunder is an annual exercise that aims to enhance combat readiness and provide valuable training.
It's important for us to be able to train together, know how we train, know how we fight, and just understand both sides' capabilities and mindsets in a war.
Max Thunder highlights the long-standing partnership, commitment, and enduring friendship between the U.S. and the Republic of Korea to ensure peace and security in the Pacific. This has been your AFM Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.